7 years had passed since the Muslims had come to Medina. The Prophet wrote to the rulers of the countries around, calling on them to convert to Islam. Some immediately accepted this invitation, while others continued in denial. One of the rulers our Prophet called on to accept Islam was the Persian ruler Parvez ibn Hormuz. However, Ibn Hormuz rejected the Prophet's call and adopted a hostile attitude towards the Muslims. After receiving the Prophet's letter, Hormuz wrote to Badan, the Yemen governor of the time, and asked him to arrange for the Muslims to submit to him. As soon as Badan received the governor's letter, he sent a committee of men he trusted to go to Medina to look into the situation. The Prophet listened to what the envoys had to say, and after learning what was in the letter, invited them to convert to Islam. The Prophet told the envoys this piece of news, which Allah had revealed to him. Allah will send many tribulations to Khosrow by means of his son, Shirovay, who will kill him in such and such a month, on such and such a night, at such and such an hour. Our Prophet also instructed the envoys what to tell Badan, governor of Yemen. Tell Badan that my religion and my empire will reach far beyond the kingdom of Khosrow. And say to him from me, enter Islam and I will confirm you in what you have, and I will appoint you king over the people of Yemen. At this, the envoys returned to Yemen and told Badan what our Prophet had said. Badan was profoundly impressed by what he heard, which he expressed by saying, these are not the words of a ruler. I think that this person is, as he says, a prophet. He then asked his men what they thought of the prophet. The emissaries had also been profoundly awed by the majesty of our prophet and described him by saying, we have never seen a ruler more majestic, more fearless, and unprotected. He was humble and would walk around among the people. Badan waited for a while, since he wished to see whether the Prophet's words regarding the Khusra would come true. In that way, he would be sure that our Prophet was the Messenger of Allah. A short while later, a letter from the king's son, Shivray, to Badan revealed another of the Prophet's miracles. I have killed the Khusra. When my letter reaches you, have the people take the oath of allegiance in my name. With regard to the individual the Khusra wrote to you about, wait until you receive another command from me, and take no initiatives. The Lord of Persia had been killed by his own son, at the exact time and in the exact manner specified by our Prophet. As soon as Badan read this letter, he said, this person is indisputably a prophet sent by Allah to mankind, and converted to Islam. Badan was the first governor appointed by our Prophet, and the first Persian governor to become a Muslim. He was followed by the Abna living in Yemen.